Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. There are strong emotions today in response to the death of Cardinal Bernard Law, the former Archbishop of Boston. This afternoon, current Archbishop Cardinal Sean O'Malley spoke about Law's death.
This is a very difficult day for survivors and for all of us in the Archdiocese of Boston and for me. We have anticipated this day, recognizing that it would open a lot of old wounds.
Cardinal Bernard Law was not himself accused of abuse, but in 2002 he became the face of the clergy sex abuse scandal. Law died overnight in Rome. WBUR's Deborah Becker spent the day today in the Boston area talking with people affected by abuse.
Many clergy abuse survivors say Law's death brings up painful memories of how they were abused by priests who were under Law's authority when he headed the Boston Archdiocese. Bob Costello says memories still haunt him, even decades later, and he remembers meeting with Cardinal Law.
During the meeting, I discussed why he hadn't done anything, and he really couldn't give me an answer. He just couldn't come to terms with saying that he lied and that he cheated and that he allowed children to be raped.
Costello and another survivor, Alexa McPherson, are both still angry that after Law stepped down, he was appointed to an influential post at the Vatican, where Law worked until he retired 6 years ago.
He was never held accountable. He was rewarded with a prestigious position in the Vatican, and he moved on with his life, and he forgot about us over here.
Another survivor says he no longer has any bitterness toward Law. Olin Horn met with Law and was the first clergy abuse survivor to meet with the Pope about the scandal. Horn says Law was a flawed man who finally listened to survivor stories and left a position where he was considered one of the most influential U.S. voices to the Vatican.
He responded and he resigned. He accepted accountability.
Some church watchers say it was Law's ambition that caused him to cover up the abuse. Law was Harvard-educated, and he came to Boston after being quickly named bishop in Missouri. He was known as a civil rights advocate in the South, and here in Boston, many praised him for working with the Jewish community and the homeless. Peter Beret is a canonical advocate who represents parishioner groups in Rome.
Cardinal Law is truly a Shakespearean figure, vaulting ambition, great talent, but fatal flaws when it counted.
The real turning point in Law's tenure in Boston, many believe, came from the ranks of the priesthood. Initially, Law had rejected calls to step down, and he minimized the extent of the scandal. But after hundreds more stories of abuse surfaced, 58 priests signed a letter calling on Law to resign. One of them is Bob Bowers, who stepped down from active ministry 10 years ago.
I think there was a moral imperative at the time to speak for the people who couldn't speak for themselves. It's folks who had been so harmed by the church, and this cardinal's leadership was such a failure in addressing their needs.
Attorney Eric McLeish represented hundreds of clergy abuse victims in Boston and spent 9 days taking Law's deposition in the scandal.
He was one of the most powerful people, if not the most powerful person in our state, yet he chose child molesters over innocent children.
But one positive, McLeish says, is that laws have changed, mandating that the church report suspected abuse to law enforcement, something that McLeish says might have resulted in more consequences for Law.
And he should have been in prison, and that's really where he belonged. The damage, the carnage that he just wreaked on this community was absolutely astronomical. So a lot of mixed feelings out there, but a lot of condemnation of a man who really could have been, I think, was on the track to become the first American pope.
McLeish and several others say the Catholic Church still needs to do more. Terry McKiernan founded the group bishopaccountability.org after the scandal broke in Boston.
There's an awful lot of work to be done. This feels like some kind of conclusion, but it's actually simply only part of the beginning of what we have to do to fix this problem that Cardinal Law is such a glaring example of.
McKiernan maintains a database of U.S. priests who've been accused of abuse. That list now includes 4,300 priests. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.